This is an important spring for Devin Travis. It's an important 4 weeks for the 2018 Toronto Blue Jays. I sat down with Devin Travis on Saturday, and we talked about his plans for this spring. We talked about where he is right now, and we talked a lot about what it's like to go through the early stages of your career, be a member of two playoff teams, and at the same time feel as if you're something of an outsider. It's quite a discussion. Devin Travis got a little emotional at times. This is Devin Travis in conversation with myself on Saturday.
I feel good. Just working every single day to, you know, to feel the same at the plate. My body's feeling good, though. I think that's the most important thing, and I'm looking forward to a lot of at-bats and getting comfortable up there. So when March 29th rolls around, we're all ready to rock.
Do you get the sense that people are watching everything you do with more scrutiny than with other players because of the injuries? And do you ever, if that's the case, do you ever want to just go to people and go, you know, just stop, just kind of like, just watch me like you're watching JD or Russ or whoever?
It's not something that I really think about maybe when I am working. However, I do understand the fact that people are watching me more. It kind of comes along with how it's been going. I just think the number one thing that I know and everybody in this clubhouse knows is my injuries don't come from a lack of work. It's unfortunate how things happen. If I could change it, I would want to change it more than anybody else watching me. I get it. I get it for sure. If I was a fan, I probably would be looking at me the same exact way.
Because of the injuries, have you found when you get to spring training, you know, the actual baseball stuff, just the repetitiveness of the hitting, taking ground balls and all that, is that in some ways even more important to you? And I'm going to ask you in a different way as well. Do you find it's in an odd way, it's almost easier to kind of enjoy it because it is something that at times has been taken away from you and it's something you love?
Yeah. You know, I've always enjoyed the game of baseball. When it's taken away from you, like you said, you have a different appreciation for the game. You understand that you can't take a day for granted. I think that's something that I tell myself quite often. I think baseball players, we all tell ourselves. You don't really realize how much maybe you do take it for granted until you do have the game taken away from you. So I do try to enjoy myself every single time I put on a jersey, every single time I put on my cleats, because lately, over these past few years, it has been taken away from me. So I have a lot of fun playing this game. Me missing time has just made me love the game even more.
You know, you're such, when you talk to people around this team or anybody who's spent any time with you, they always talk about, you know, what a great personality you have, what a great attitude you have. I mean, not blowing smoke. You've heard all that. What keeps you so positive and so optimistic? Because we see you around the clubhouse, and I mean, I'm sure at times that it guts you, but it's like you don't want to burden other people with it, and that's kind of an art form, because there are a lot of people that don't mind letting other people know that, hey, things aren't going well right now.
First off, I mean, I have to thank my parents. They always talk to me about staying positive. The tough times are what truly build character. Unless you go backwards at some point, you truly aren't getting the most out of yourself. So, these tough times, it sucks, but I understand at the same time how much worse off other people could have it. I get to put on a uniform. I get to call baseball my job. When my whole life it's just been my dream, literally playing a kid's game. We're just grown-ups. I try to never lose perspective. Injuries suck. I think any athlete would tell you how bad they suck. It happens. You can lay down and fold, or you can accept it and let it drive you, let it fire you up, let it push you to become a better player. It's kind of a cliche, but every setback is set up for a better comeback. And through the rehab process, that is kind of what fuels you. You want to come back better. You just don't want to come back and be a baseball player again or whatever it is in life. Whenever we're set back, take pride in that. It's an opportunity to provide a new light on the tough time. So that's just kind of how I take it. And you know, my teammates are always great. They're always supportive of me. It's unfortunate, but it's given me a new perspective, that's for sure.
In conversation with Devin Travis on the Jeff Blair Show, Ross Atkins told us, Devin, that the organization had developed a detailed plan to keep you on the field. How different has this spring been to you because of that plan, or is this something we're talking about more that may be in effect during the season?
I was informed about it. I understand it. Obviously, I want to be out there every day. Mm-hmm. If I had it my way, I'd be out there playing every single day. However, with my past and how things have been, the team wants me here when it counts. Sucks, but mm-hmm. It is what it is. I have to be here for my team when they need me the most. And you know, that's down the home stretch. I've missed the playoffs in 15 and 16, and that sucks. So I get it. We've brought over some guys who are not just role players. They're everyday players. And it's a good problem to have. They're a lot of fun to work with. I'm looking forward to it. It's just kind of, it's come with the past, and we'll move forward with it.
Without giving away state secrets, what is it exactly? Is it amount of time on the field or amount of time in the weight room or a different balance between what you do in the weight room and elsewhere? How would you describe it?
I think it's going to be a kind of, we're going to just go mm-hmm. and I give my honest feedback and we roll from there. Even right now in spring training, I'm trying to find out the best way to prepare myself pregame where I'm not killing myself, so when the game starts, I've blown out, you know, a bit of my energy that maybe I could have used during the game. So it's going to be a work in progress. I trust the people in the front office. I trust the people in the training room to come up with the best process for me. And as long as I'm honest with them, I don't see why we'll have too many problems.
If you talk to John Gibbons, he'll say that in his perfect world, you're his leadoff hitter every day. He pencils in, he doesn't have to worry about it. We kind of associate the leadoff position as being that type of a role where you want a guy who's going to be, you know, go, 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 table setter. Can you still do that and adhere to what the organization wants you to do? In other words, is that kind of like playing within yourself, I guess, in some ways? Or staying within yourself, sorry.
Yeah, I think that's key. Staying within yourself truly is a very important reminder. When I'm in the lineup, it doesn't really matter where I hit. I'm excited to go out there and do my job. And I think regardless of if I hit 1 through 9 in the lineup, my job is to see pitches and get on base and move guys and give myself up when I need to. So no matter where I am in the lineup, I have the same mindset. Obviously, hitting first on a big league ball club is pretty special. I take a lot of pride in that. I understand how lucky I am to come in a locker room and you get to see your name first on a lineup card. That's pretty special. Coming from Gibby, I want it. When I'm in there, I look forward to doing all I can to set this team up for wins. It's my job.
I read an article Arden Swelling did with you, and you talked about the working with the Jays mental performance department. Is that something that you've always been interested in, or is it something that, you know, quite frankly, you feel, hey, based on what's happened to me recently, it can give me a bit of an edge?
Well, I just think, well, I know that the biggest part of rehab, you know, your body ends up coming back. How long it takes, nobody knows. You can put a timetable on any surgery or injury that a player has, and for everybody else, it's different. The hardest part through a rehab is the mental grind. You have to be able to balance the fact that you just want to be out there so bad with, at the same time, there's someone holding you back saying, hey, you got to go through the protocol. Mm-hmm. This is how it's going to be done. You can't rush back. Maybe in my past, it's been a little bit of my problem is I just want to be back so bad where I'm not being completely honest with myself. So, the mental part is so tough. I can't even explain it to you, the amount of thoughts that go through your head when you have to come in and you're limited to being a cheerleader. It's tough. I want to be a baseball player. I don't want to be a professional rehabber. I've had enough of the training room. I've had enough of the gym. I just want to use those as things to keep me going, not things to get me back on a baseball field.
Do you almost find when you're on the baseball field it's liberating? And this is going to sound like maybe a silly question, but now that you're back out there, what feels the best about being out in the field playing baseball? Like, just what is the thing that you really, really miss when you're not out there?
I miss my teammates. I miss the camaraderie that you build in a baseball clubhouse and that you take out to the field. It's a feeling that's almost indescribable. For the 6-7 months that we're all together, I guess at spring training it's even longer, we truly become a family. And when you feel like you're incapable or you get hurt and you truly are incapable of being out there basically in war with your family and being able to do all you can to help them win, it hurts. It hurts. I miss the handshakes after the game with the glove in my hand and smacking everybody and saying, hey, nice job. It sucks to be a spectator and have to say, man, you know, hey, that was awesome what you did. You get to learn a lot when you are watching a game. However, just that feeling, man, that you get when you put on your cleats and you hear them announce your name when you're hitting and there's a big moment that happens and everybody in the clubhouse, you have a bunch of grown men screaming like we're kids again. It's such an incredible feeling. It gives me the goosebumps thinking about it because we've had so many good times over these past 3 years making our playoff runs, and I just want to be a part of that so bad. I want to dogpile again like we did in Boston. And these are just the things that you dream of as a kid, and when they happen in real life, that same kid feeling that you dream of is right there. So I just miss that, man. I miss being out on the field. I miss helping my team win games, and I want that more than anything.